Let's get things started with some of the latest underwater news from around the world. And first up, I've got news of a study that for the first time has shown that marine protected areas can benefit surrounding areas of the sea by supplying fish larvae that drift out and reseed areas over 100 miles away. And scientists have found this out using a brand new DNA fingerprinting technique similar to forensic technologies used in human crime cases. Well, larvae drifting out of MPAs is a really important plus side for them, but it's something that actually up until now we've really rather had to assume because there's been little direct evidence to show that it actually happens. Well, Mark Christie from Oregon State University led a team who studied a beautiful reef fish called a yellow tang, and these were in serious decline in Hawaii a decade ago because they were taken in huge numbers for the aquarium trade, and that was until 9 MPAs were set up to help protect them. Well, these fish are actually perfect for studying how fish larvae disperse, because once they settle down on a reef, they stay put, living within about a half-mile home range radius. So if a juvenile ends up a long way from its parents, the only way it could have got there is by drifting as a tiny larvae, not by swimming when it was a bit older. Well, the researchers analysed the genetics of over 1,000 juvenile and adult fish in Hawaii, and then using this new fingerprinting technique, they were able to match up offspring to their parents, uncovering that a few young fish ended up on a different reef about 114 miles from mum or dad, and where they ended up corresponded to a prevailing northward ocean current in the area. Obviously, this is just one species of fish, and there'll be all sorts of different things going on when there's other species considered. But this sort of detailed information is vitally important for the creation of effective marine protected areas, because it helps us to work out where we should put them, really, to maximise those connections between different sites. And it should also help encourage ocean users to support MPAs and to stick to the rules of not fishing inside them, because the idea is that beyond those MPA boundaries, fisheries will also benefit. It's not just the fish inside the reserve. And as the authors write in their paper, which was in the journal PLOS One, it really goes to show the important linkages between different areas of the sea, and that management in one area really can affect people and fish in other areas of the sea. So we're really just living in a great big interconnected world.
Well, it's really good to know that MPAs can benefit not just the areas that they're in, but the wider fish populations as a whole. That's really good news.